practice in diagnostic chart dictating patient's name is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Date of birth is 7/12/1942. Date of service is 1/26/2026. Mr. Wilkerson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He says that he's doing well. He's sitting up in his chair. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He has blood in his urine off and on. He had a urinalysis done. He denies any complaints of any spiking temperatures, no fever, no chills. Denies any pain in his lower abdomen. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Hematuria, next questionable UTI, next history of dementia, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of coronary artery disease, next congestive heart failure, next history of prostate cancer, next history of bladder cancer, next atrial fibrillation on Xarelto, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next hypothyroidism, next chronic constipation. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He had a urinalysis done. They did grow vancomycin-resistant enterococcus. Patient has been asymptomatic. I mean, he does have 3+ blood in his urine. He does have chronic Foley catheter. This was discussed with the patient and the family. Would hold on antibiotic. Will have a Foley catheter changed and repeat the urinalysis after that. He is seeing his urologist tomorrow. He will plans to have the Foley catheter changed there. Will subsequently redo the urine test. Will continue his other medications. Continue to hold Xarelto because of his bleeding. He'll monitor his progress. He'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service. Is 122, 2026. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He does have swelling in his lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He states that The swelling has increased from before. He denies any redness or warmth in his legs. He denies any fever or chills. Denies any nausea or vomiting. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 2 to 3 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin requiring. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next, history of aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity. Treatment, next, and chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I had a discussion with him about avoiding lemonades and trying to cut back on his fluid intake. He was also advised to keep his legs elevated. Pressure stockings was recommended. We'll monitor his progress. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Arthur Forth, F-O-R-T-H, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. Date of birth is 5/27/1947. Date of service is 1/27/2026. Mr. Forth is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. His nurse has been saying that he has been more agitated, sometimes worse at night. He denies he's present when his family's present. There has also been concern about confusion as well as gets delirium and agitated. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 2. No edema. Impression. Number one, history of delirium / confusion. Next, history of dementia. Next, generalized weakness. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of tremor. Next, chronic pain. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He was restarted on his Seroquel. We'll add Rexulti also. We'll had a discussion with the patient and family. He had an episode with low oxygenation. He was recommended to go to the ER, but he was evaluated. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. He was sent back. He was on 2 liters oxygen. We'll continue with other medications. Discuss it. We'll continue his other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Michael Trudeau, T-R-U-D-E-A-U, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 12/4/1941, date of service. date of service is May 28, 2026. Mr. Trudeau is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he is doing well. He denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. No palpitations. No abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He's trying to keep his legs elevated. Overall, had been well. His blood pressure was slightly elevated. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. Mild edema, both lower extremities. Impression number one. History of constrictive pericarditis. Next, history of hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, pericardial effusion. Next, hyponatremia. Next, hypertension. Next, history of esophageal cancer. Next, neuropathy. Severe. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, history of prostate cancer. Next, DJD, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. He was encouraged to keep his legs elevated, cut back on salty food. Continue his other medications. We'll monitor his blood pressure. Continue his LASIX, we'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.